It is 7:22 and an absolute pleasure to welcome Professor Jennifer Thomas. You're probably going to tell me just to call you Jennifer, right?
But I'm a
veteran broadcast journalist and former news producer at CNN. And it is Media Freedom Week in South Africa. And I'm not even going to read the intro. I'm going to put the whole page down and we're going to have a conversation about this. Why are you in the country? Obviously, it's to coincide with the week. But just give us a little bit of an insight into what you've been doing.
Yes, well, first of all, thank you so much, Kino, for having me here. Yes, so it is Media Freedom Week in South Africa. I'm here at the invitation of the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. Consulate to talk about media freedom and the vital role that journalists play in a democratic society. And what I see, you know, we have these universal truths that we're all here for. So I don't think there could be a better time than to be in South Africa during this week, coinciding with what we have happening back in America. So we've had a variety of conversations with everyone from journalism students, which touches my heart, to fellow journalists and others, and just really candid conversations about where we are, and I think more importantly, where we're going.
So important what you're doing, because this industry now more than ever needs the right people to come through, to stand up, to be courageous, to be correct, which is another important thing. And what are some of those conversations that you've been having? Just in terms of, if you could just take some of the conversations that you've had and talk about the general thrust and some of the comments that some of these young people are making, what are they saying?
Well, one of the things that the youth and our millennials in journalism school are saying now is this really an industry that I'm ready for? In light, you know, and I jokingly say it, but if you think about what's happening around the world and how journalists have literally lost their lives for defending democracy, then we see this is a serious business. And so I try to encourage them to stay the course. And, you know, we're not like these other industries where we put up our hand and we swear that we're going to defend the innocent and to save lives as doctors or attorneys do. But, you know, our role was here from the beginning in terms of being embedded in the Constitution in South Africa and America. So I start with that and say, look how important and vital our role is. So we start with that fundamental value of what our purpose is. Because now a lot of these youth, you know, the internet, you know, everything is spread instantaneously and they see all these people becoming celebrities and stars and they don't think about the hard work, you know, that goes into it.
Without a doubt. But we also, you know, create our own gray lines at the end of the day. And I'm just thinking about the Gulf War now. You know, remember chatting to Jeremy Thompson from Sky News way back then, and he said, you know what, there's embedded journalism. You're going in with the troops. Is that the right thing to do? So he opted, for example, not to do that. They took a satellite, they hit the ground running, literally, and they played football games for some of the troops, but operated independently. So, I mean, those are some of the gray lines that we have.
Some of those ethical issues that we talk about, yes.
The Sunday Times. The Sunday Times, getting stories really, really wrong. They fire two people who happen to be female. The men still keep all their jobs. They get sent throughout the organization and they do whatever they do. We also need to look at consequences for us getting it wrong and not doing our proper fact checking.
And that's a big part. So those things you mentioned to me are some of those issues that, you know, this is the best of times and the worst of times.
So true.
To be a journalist and to teach journalism. Because as you mentioned, so I was in a panel in Johannesburg the other night and members of the audience, one woman was just furious. She said, I'm never reading the Sunday Times again. And what are you doing about it? And there's not enough being done about it. And as I pointed out, we've certainly had our fair share in America of mainstream organizations getting it wrong. But what we found, and one study said that, yes, trust in the media is at an all-time low. We're right there with lawyers. But then what can we do to make it better? And the responses were be truthful, be accurate, and be transparent.
Without a doubt. And one just looks at the attacks on media, even from the political landscape as well, where stories that are actually factual get called fake news. We won't mention that. But you have that happening, and now you have these bombs planted, or whether they were real bombs or not. I mean, CNN's headquarters, Soros, President Obama, a couple of other people. I mean, that is scary.
That's very scary. And, you know, when you talk about fake news, we know there are things like fake news websites,
yes,
you know, which create a domino effect,
yeah,
if that happens. But it is dangerous when we start calling those of us who are reporting the news as fake, and we know what that causes in terms of our credibility.
Absolutely.
But then as we see with this bomb scare, and we know that the truth and the facts are there are bombs. Whether or not we know who they're from, that's part of the reporting. And so that shows, again, the gravity of, you know, the role we have of bringing truth to power, and asking those hard questions to our government officials. And that's our role. And so I think, you know, in terms of journalists that now are in that spotlight, amidst all of this craziness that's going on, you have to just block the noise and stay with what your mission is, and it's not to get caught up in the fray of hitting back. But, you know, when you know, if you're in a fight and someone tries to punch you, you swing one way, then you swing the other way, and then sometimes you're like, I got to hit back. And I think that's what we're seeing with some people, you know, because we're human. But you have to try to, I say, ignore the noise and stick to what you're called to do, and that's to report the story, and then to also tell those stories that might not otherwise be told.
Get back to basics.
Yes,
Audi Ultram Partum. We were told about this. Tell the other side. We maybe need to get back to that. The one final thing, though. I mean, I look at the United States, for example, and it's been like this for quite some time. On the one hand, you've got Fox News, and I can't stand them. On the other hand, you've got the CNNs and the CBSs and whatever. It's still pretty much media supporting certain values and, by default, certain political parties. Mm-hmm. That sometimes doesn't help. Maybe America needs a straight down the middle news organization that will pretty much upset everybody and make everybody happy as well.
Well, you know, some I think it was Governor Cuomo of New York yesterday was on CNN, I saw here, quoted as saying, you know, there's too much red and blue, you know, Democratic and Republican, and it's extremely polarized in the U.S. And a point that he made that I think was great was that we're not just red and blue, we're red, white, and blue, the colors of the U.S. And so we have to remember that, you know, we're democracy is beautiful when you have these differing viewpoints.
Yeah.
Right. But we need to, as you said, be straight down the middle, because I think that's what's happening now. And I don't blame, but, you know, I know with the internet and with social media, and people are taking sides and they're sticking to their sides. And I think we need to have more of that straightforward, as you mentioned, reporting where we don't get caught up in the sides, but we tell the story. People have opinions. That's part of the story, but that's not our role to give ours.
Without a doubt. Well, what can I say? It was an absolute pleasure having you here.
Oh,
and
mine.
I wish I had time to actually ask you the final question, which was, what were you guys thinking when you hired Piers Morgan? But
he's been around CNN a long time. I don't think he's gone anywhere.
No.
You said Piers Morgan, I'm thinking of the one who's about to do the special from Africa. Who's also
British. The business guy.
Yes, that's
Richard Quest.
That's who
wonderful.
I was referring to. Pierce. I remember Pierce. Yes, he was there when I was there. No,
the obnoxious English guy.
Well, you know.
Well, Professor,
you need all voices.
you do. Professor Jennifer Thompson, thank you so much
thank
for your
you.
Time. What a pleasure having you here,
thank
and welcome
you.
To South Africa.
Thank you so much.
Time